It's a trap!
Hello and welcome to episode number 155 of Radio TCX,
your weekly source for X-Wing news and strategy.
I'm Tim Dugan.
And I'm Carson Ray. And I think we got an A-plus episode for you guys today.
That is terrible. Today we're going to be talking about A-Wings, specifically the RZ-2 A-Wing that appears in the Resistance faction. This ship has made quite a splash, actually, in X-Wing, both in hyperspace and extended, and it's really shown its viability over the last couple of months since we saw the release of the Resistance faction.
Absolutely. You know, since the release of the Resistance A-Wings, people have really forgotten that the Rebels even have A-Wings. And we have too.
So for today's episode, we're going to focus on that A-Wing everyone now remembers and talk about what makes this ship great, look at all the pilots, and see how they're using a lot of different lists and what makes them so special.
All right, Tim, let's dial in that five straight and boost right into it. All right, so we're talking about the Resistance A-Wings, those RZ-2As.
Yeah, this A-Wing actually bears a striking resemblance to the A-Wing we see over on the Rebel side in terms of the hit points and some of its action abilities. We see it's got a pretty basic stat line, 2 attack dice, 3 agility dice, 2 hull, and 2 shields.
It's got a whole slew of actions. It's got focus, evade, target lock, boost, and barrel roll.
And you've also got a really strong ship ability called Refined Gyro Stabilizers, which says you can rotate your turret indicator only to your front arc and rear arc. After you perform an action, you may perform a red boost or red rotate action.
Right, and the refined gyro stabilizers, along with the turret arc, is really what sets the RZ-2A apart from the Rebel A-Wing. Because usually, you know, a 2 attack dice ship is not super impactful, but, you know, with that rotate firing arc ability, you get to keep the pressure on your opponent turn after turn after turn, meaning eventually those 2 attack dice do wear your opponent down.
Yeah, and this is an area where I definitely undervalued the RZ-2 A-Wing when we were first talking about the Resistance faction. It was first announced because, you know, on the surface, it looks very similar to the Rebel A-Wing, which has a lot of known problems. And one of them is that that ship has a hard time staying in the fight because it moves so darn fast that often by the time you're engaging, you're only throwing out those 2 attack dice. And then after you start shooting, you're a little too weak to stay too close to the fight. So you have to break away and come back around, which means often there's multiple turns there where you're not putting dice into your opponent's ships. Well, the RZ-2 gets around that. And this is something I did not value nearly enough, is being able to rotate that arc to the rear, meaning after your initial engagement, when you're coming in, even when you're flying away to try and reposition to get a better angle, you can still keep pressure on your opponent, keep those dice rolling, and still put out damage.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it wasn't until we saw, you know, just how affordable these ships were and how impactful that mobile arc was on the table that I really became quite impressed with these A-Wings. And of course, you know, one of the things that you do notice pretty quickly when you put them on the table is also their maneuver dial. I think they have, you know, debatably the best maneuver dial in the game. You know, unless you're comparing it to the gunboat's dial adding the slam action, these RZ-2 A-Wings are the most mobile ships in the game.
Yeah, and you've got a crazy amount of blue maneuvers there, which works really well because you're often going to be receiving stress tokens from that refined gyro stabilizer ship ability. But these things have 2, 3, 4, and 5 blue straights. You've got 2 banks and 2 hard turns that are also blue. And you've got an amazingly powerful, kind of unassuming 3-bank blue that is far stronger than you'd expect it to be just, you know, looking at it on paper.
Absolutely. When your A-Wing's moving up the side of the board and you can either do a 2-turn, a 3-bank, or a 5-straight while stressed, that's pretty darn impressive. Basically, those stress tokens just really don't matter because any move you do is going to take them away.
And given the nature of the gyro stabilizer ship ability, you have the ability with your A-Wing to take a barrel roll, then a boost, which works both in combat when you're getting close to your opponent and in setup. And it pairs really well with the 5 blue straight and the blue 3 bank, where you can set up these positions where I can move in really quick, I can barrel roll and then boost to shift my position, and then the following turn I can follow that up either with a bank to get more turn or another 5 straight to keep swinging around the outer edge of the board.
And when you're loading out these A-Wings, you actually have a pretty good amount of options. They have the double talent slot option, So they have two talent slots, a missile slot, and a tech slot.
The one exception, of course, being that the Initiative 1 recruit only has the one talent slot, but the rest is consistent for all the other A-Wing pilots.
All right, so let's go into, you know, some of our favorite upgrades for these RZ-2As. I think the one we have to start with is Heroic. It's definitely the one you see on them the most.
And, you know, we mentioned this, even though I'm not so hot on this card, I do have to admit that this card becomes really effective when you're throwing it on a bunch of ships, especially a bunch of different A-Wings, because we see A-Wing swarms are becoming increasingly popular here, or at least lists with at least two or three A-Wings. And, like, while I'd say that Heroic on its own, on a single ship, even for 1 point, isn't that valuable, it'll feel valuable if it comes up in your games. When you're able to put this on pretty much all the ships in your list, I feel like the nature of the card kind of changes.
Right. I think I definitely agree. You know, the more ships you're including in your list with Heroic, the better it's going to be overall. You know, my really arguments against Heroic is on more expensive ace ships. I think it's just not quite as impactful as I want, and I want more out of my one talent slot. But the RZ-2As, you know, can take Heroic and still have another talent as well. And they're just so affordable that you don't really want to put too many extra points in other upgrades. You want to keep them lean. So Heroic does fit this job pretty well.
Well, and the way I look at it, too, is like if you're running, say, the 5 A-Wing swarm list and you put Heroic on all those A-Wings, I no longer look at Heroic as like an individual talent you're putting on each of those ships. I look at it more like a 5-point squad upgrade that just says whenever you roll all blanks, you can reroll your dice. And that feels a lot better than just looking at Heroic on a given ship.
Right. That's a life insurance policy at that point for 5 points. The other talent that's still pretty affordable that you see a lot on these RZ-2As is Trick Shot.
Yeah, and Trick Shot has a lot going for it. Obviously, since you have basically dual firing arcs here, you can rotate to the front or back of your A-Wing. Trick Shot's going to work out of both of those firing arcs. And being able to add extra dice, even if it's going to be obstructed and gives your opponent extra green dice, since red dice are more valuable than green dice inherently, rolling more red dice, even with more green dice on your opponent's side, is a good thing for you. Generally, it's going to average out to be to your advantage. And being able to do that out of both firing arcs is a really strong value.
Right. And so Trick Shot boosts the offense, you know, pretty affordably. Advanced Optics is a bit more pricey. It's definitely, you know, something you have to really be sure that's what you want. But it does pretty meaningfully boost their damage output. You know, when we're talking about firing turn after turn after turn, you want those two attack dice to be rolling two hits, you know, as often as possible. And the RZ-2As really have a tough time getting, you know, double modification. They really can reliably only get that one modification, and you do want to focus because you want some defense protection as well to make your three agility matter.
Yeah, and this puts you in an awkward situation when you're flying multiple A-Wings, and Advanced Optics really helps out here because obviously you want to hold on to that focus token because that's going to be your only defense. But then, say, if your A-Wings, certain A-Wings don't get attacked, well, they might not be able to spend that focus if they don't end up rolling any focus results. Well, the nice thing about having Advanced Optics is since it lets you spend a focus to change a blank result into a hit, you can basically guarantee that you're going to get good offensive modification if you have a focus token to spend.
Right. I mean, those blanks that you roll on your two attack dice are just brutal. That means you're really not doing any damage that turn. And so Advanced Optics mitigating that quite meaningfully, I think, is well worth its expensive cost.
Now, one talent I do want to mention, though, that I think is effective specifically on the higher initiative RZ2A wings is Predator. And this is one I don't think I valued highly enough on some of the higher pilots. But I've actually, now that I've played with it on the table a little bit more, not relying completely on Lone Wolf, I've started to see the value of Predator, especially how it lines up with some of the high initiative pilots.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of the higher end initiative pilots, I, you know, initially stayed away from those Bullseye Matters talents, but the more I play them, you know, I'm noticing it's not actually that hard to line up the Bullseye shots. And some pilots, like, you know, Tally, already caring about that Bullseye, so why not go all in?
Upgrades aside, though, I think the thing that really ties RZ2 A-Wings together is their access to both repositioning actions, and with gyro stabilizers, being able to use two repositioning actions in a single turn means you can really avoid your opponent's arcs and try to arc dodge them and keep them in your arc.
Right. You know, when you look at that maneuver dial, they can be anywhere on the board, really, any given turn. And that's really difficult for your opponent to anticipate. And then, you know, if they don't get an exact block or something, or sweep really wide firing arcs, these A-wings are blowing right past those arcs and then rotating their arc back and still getting a pretty decent shot. And it doesn't really get easier, you know, the more A-wings your opponent's flying. They don't really fly in a formation. They can just be all over the place.
This is definitely a platform I undervalued when it was first announced, but now I have now learned, mostly through the hard way of losing games to these ships, how effective they can be, even just the platform on its own, and how strong these ships can be when you combine multiple of them into a single list.
All right, so let's break down those Resistance A-Wing pilots. Quite a few pilots, surprisingly, for, you know, just one ship. Got a lot of options. Of course, you know, you heard us rant quite a bit about how amazing Lulo Lampar is over the past month or so. And we still think he's awesome. Still very great. You know, Initiative 5, pretty pricey at 38 points. He's going to be the most expensive RZ2A pilot, but that still feels like a steal at 38 points. When you look at his pilot ability and that initiative, still very strong.
Yeah, Lulo's pilot ability, of course, while you defend or perform a primary attack, if you are stressed, you must roll one fewer defense die or one additional attack die. And this ability has proven to be really strong. Obviously, rolling extra attack die, even if it means sacrificing a defense die, makes this a really reliable offensive platform, more so than any other RZ2 A-Wing out there.
Right, you know, if you don't get that arc dodge, you can still play defensively, just don't stress yourself out. And, you know, often the times when you are stressing yourself out, you're not really taking the downside of that reduced agility. Those are the turns where you did get out of those firing arcs, and it doesn't matter that you have reduced agility because your opponent's not firing at you. And you get to roll, you know, three or four attack dice back at them. It's awesome.
Yeah, and rolling those three, or sometimes four, when you get into range one there with the stress token, that has proven to be the real value of Lulo, being able to get those real punches through. That's one area that RZ2 A-Wings do struggle, is that they can do damage over time, but, you know, without any other aids, they lack any real way to get spike damage, which Lulo, even in a list comprised entirely of RZ2 A-Wings, Lulo provides the, like, punch you need, where you can just, you know, five straight in, focus, and link into a red boost, get in up close and personal with your opponent, and then get that modified four dice attack, where you can really push that damage through, and maybe kill a ship before it gets a chance to activate.
Right, and you know, you see a lot of different Lulo builds out there. He's fine with no upgrades, you know, just 38 points. Still a pretty good ship. I really like, you know, that expensive Lone Wolf talent, and I think Tim does too, because you get to play both sides of Lulo. You can be that defensive, you know, get that defensive reroll plus a focus or evade token, and then when you want to push that offense, you got to reroll plus a focus token to really make those four attack dice matter. And I think with that upgrade alone, he becomes a pretty good flanking ship.
And for the longest time, I was pretty set on running Lulo with both Lone Wolf and Trickshot. But I've started to see the light here a little bit with Predator. This was a build, you know, currently build we're running right now with Lulo. You showed this to me, Carson, and I wasn't entirely convinced about Predator. But the thing I've learned is that while you're often boosting as you reposition, since Lulo's so dedicated to getting up close and personal, oftentimes I'd be moving myself into positions where I'm lining up that bullseye just by virtue of being so close to the target, where I'm often getting the reroll from Predator, sometimes combining that with a reroll from Lone Wolf, so I can get two rerolls along with a focus token, and that's really strong modification for four attack dice.
Right, it's a lot easier to arc dodge when you're up close and personal, and that's where we think those bullseye matter talents, you know, do start to matter quite a bit. And of course, if we're talking about bullseyes, we got to talk about the other Initiative 5 pilot, Talisson Lintra, who is quite a steal at 35 points, 3 points cheaper than Lulo, still the same initiative, and with, you know, a pretty underrated pilot ability.
Yeah, and this is a pilot ability. Again, I'll admit I made a mistake. I did not value this as highly as I could. Tally's ability, of course. While an enemy ship in your bullseye firing arc performs an attack, you may spend one charge. If you do, the defender rolls one additional attack die. And Tally, of course, has one recurring charge.
Right, so after you take the time to practice with that bullseye firing arc a bit, it actually becomes a lot easier to set up. And, you know, boosting that defense, you know, when you only have 4 hit points on either Tally or one of your other ships really does matter.
Well, and being able to line up that bullseye can be tricky sometimes since Tally can be so invulnerable. She only gets maybe one token on defense. What I found effective, though, is that she's a pretty big threat in Initiative 5, but she's so inexpensive. Oftentimes, you're going to have other ships in your list that are going to be bigger threats to your opponent, which if your opponent focuses on another big threat like Poe Dameron, Eloasti, or even Lulo Lampar, who's just a little bit more expensive, this gives you an opportunity with Tally where your opponent's got their attention shifted onto something else. That gives Tally a lot of opportunity to, you know, choose to take the barrel roll to line up that bullseye firing arc and trigger this ability. And adding an extra defense die to Poe Dameron can be pretty substantial there when you're taking a big attack from an enemy.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think, you know, that initiative 5 is just so strong. These RZ2As, you know, they have those repositioning actions. And the rotate, they really do appreciate, you know, more board knowledge. And so being able to see what your opponent does and react is a really strong benefit. And, you know, for just 35 points, getting that initiative 5, really good.
Yeah, I think that is the true virtue, though. She's got a cool pilot ability, but initiative 5 for just 35 points is so amazingly good. And I think this is, again, we've talked about not jousting. This is a ship you absolutely cannot joust with. In order to use Tally effectively and get any value out of even the 35 points, you really have to be careful about how you use her. You have to be very cautious to avoid firing arcs so you don't get focus fired and just torn apart. But once you practice with her and you get used to arc dodging and just leveraging that rear firing arc and that higher initiative, you can get a lot of really good value out of Tally for basically little to no investment.
Right, I don't think really any of these ships really want to joust. These are all hit-and-run ships. And actually, Greer Sonnell really does appreciate, you know, changing your direction all the time. You know, Initiative 4, you are paying quite a few points, 36 points. But you get the ability, after you fully execute a maneuver, you may rotate your mobile arc. So here you can, you know, change the direction you're coming at your opponent each turn and still, you know, keep up that mobile arc. And, you know, not even get stressed and still get modification.
And while I will say that the lower initiative, even initiative 4, is a little bit of a struggle for a ship that really wants to move late in the activation cycle, we are starting to see a trend of more lower initiative ships appear in the game, especially in hyperspace, as, you know, swarm-ish lists start to be more viable. Being able to move a little bit higher is nice. And of course, free actions are nice. So being able to basically get the effect of an action, though it's not technically an action, rotating your arc after you perform a maneuver, doesn't matter if you're stressed, doesn't matter what kind of maneuver it is, you're going to be able to rotate that mobile firing arc, which is really a really nice feature to have. Maybe not so great if you're moving before your opponent does.
All right, moving on, I think we have perhaps the most exciting pilot ability of all these A-Wings. Zari Bangle at initiative 3 for 35 points. So, you know, the same price point as Tally, but with a pretty darn cool ability, you do not skip your perform action step after you partially execute a maneuver.
So given that Zari is the same cost as Tally, it seems like we're losing a lot of value here, seeing that initiative drop from 5 all the way down to 3, but you can't undervalue how effective this pilot ability is. Being able to perform actions regardless of whether you overlap another ship is a really powerful effect, and it opens up a lot of opportunities, both when you're facing ships with lower initiatives and ships with higher initiatives.
Right. I mean, Zari's an absolute monster against any lower initiative ship, where, you know, a lot of their advantage is they can set up those blocks and make those, you know, kill box type maneuvers. But, you know, it's just like impossible to do against Zari. You get the bump, she barrel rolls off and boosts past you and rotates her arc behind her. It's very challenging to get Zari caught in an unfavorable position.
And obviously, you also have the inherent advantage of moving after your opponent so you can react to whatever their ships do. That's a great situation. Where it gets a little more nuanced is when we see Zari face off against higher initiative ships, where, like I said before, A-Wings really would like to be moving last in the activation order. So Zari moving at initiative 3 means in a lot of list matchups, you're going to have at least a couple ships moving after you. But she still has some recourse for that with her pilot ability.
Right. What you really get, you know, the A-Wing style is already amazing, but it opens it up even farther with Zari when, you know, where your opponent is doesn't really impact you at all. It allows you to set up some interesting blocking positions where you're still not even losing out on action efficiency, too.
Yeah, and that's the big factor here is, so on one hand, it actually opens up your dial, because one of the annoying things when you have a lower initiative ship is that when you kind of look at the board state, sure, you're going to know what the board state is, but sometimes that just means that you don't have any good movement options. If you've got higher initiative ships in all the ideal spots that you'd actually like to maneuver, that's just bad for you. You've got no great options. Well, Zari gets around that because she basically has those options still open to her. Yeah, she would like to do the 3 bank, but she knows she's going to overlap a ship. Well, if she's still going to get to take an action, bumping and moving a little bit less far isn't that bad of a deal. You're still going to be able to get at least a focus token or something, and you can link that into a reposition like a boost.
And I think Zari also just has the added bonus of being just a super fun ship to fly. All right, moving on to the generics, we have the Green Squadron Expert Initiative 3 pilot coming in at 34 points. So this is going to be your cheapest access to both of the talent slots.
And I think it goes without saying, since this one falls so close in price to Taliesin and Zari Bangle, it's really unlikely that you're going to choose to take a Green Squadron Expert over either of those other ships. I think there's a pretty clear pick order here. If you're going to take these A-Wings, you're going to take Tally. If you're going to take another A-Wing, you'll take Zari, and if you're going to take another one after that, you'd take the Green Squadron.
Right. The RZ2s is just a very good platform, and it's not too many more points to get some really good named pilots with, you know, initiative bump. But because it's just such a solid platform, you know, I think there is still room for the generics. You do want to be lean when you're building these A-Wings. You know, so shaving a point here or there, you know, can matter, especially when you're trying to fit 3 or 5 of these in a list. You're eventually going to have to start taking some generics. I do really like the Blue Squadron Recruit at Initiative 1, you know, for 32 points. Well, now we're seeing a pretty significant price decrease. You do lose a talent slot, though, but you do still have one talent slot, which is nice and pretty rare for Initiative 1.
Yeah, and this is a ship I think works great as a blocker, low initiative. It's a pretty, like you said, a substantial enough point drop there, at least 3 points compared to all the named pilots, that this might be an opportunity where when you're building your list, you don't have enough points to go up into those higher costed ones. Taking just a Blue Squadron Recruit is a fine way to fill out a list. If you do have a point to spare, it's not a bad option, even though I make fun of it all the time. Heroic's not a terrible choice there, just because on the opportunities when it does come up, it'll mean something and it's not a huge investment. But even without any upgrades, the Blue Squadron Recruit is a solid enough platform, if only for blocking, thanks to those gyro stabilizers and that strong dial. Not a bad option to fill out a list.
All right, so we finished up talking about the pilots. I thought a good way to close this maybe is if you and I rank them really quickly here. So this is going to be order we start including them in our lists.
Yeah, so I guess I'll go first then. Obviously, my top pick would be Lulo Lampar. I've gotten so much experience with this guy over the last couple of months here, and I just still love this ship. It's maybe my fascination with it has waned a little bit, but just the offensive ability you get by having such a cheap ship, I still think it's one of the best values, one of the most fun ships to fly in the game.
Yeah, my number one is also Lulo. You know, that offense is just super important. Definitely worth, you know, that semi-more expensive price bump. You know, other pilots are taking those 4 points for advanced optics to get, you know, close to Lulo's offense. But Lulo's still the king for offense in these A-Wings, and that's important.
Yeah, and in my second slot, I would definitely put Tally in here. And this is one that actually probably changed. I probably would have put other ships higher up first. until I've started to see Tally on the table and seen how effective she can be, even just using her pilot ability every once in a while. We always talk about how important initiative is on this show, and this is a case where I should have listened to our own advice and valued that, even though Tally may not have the most offensive options, the fact that you get an initiative 5 ship for so cheap is so valuable that she definitely has secured a spot, second spot on my list.
And I have to agree with you again. Tally was also my number 2 for a different reason. And I think it's really that low target priority. You know, players just don't really feel threatened by Tally. And I think that is a pretty big advantage.
Now, my number 3 pick is Zari Bengal. And this is a ship I think the pilot ability does help compensate for its lower initiative. So far, X-Wing 2nd Edition, initiative has been so paramount to success that either you have to have so many ships or you have to have a couple key higher initiative ships. I think Zari does help bridge the gap there for how cheap she is. Obviously, I'm going to pick Lulo and Tally before I'd go to Zari, but if you're putting at least 3 A-Wings in a list, if you're able to fit Zari in there, I think she's a great value.
Okay, we disagree now. I ranked Zari a little lower. I have the Blue Squadron Recruit as my 3rd. I think Zari's got a great pilot ability, but after I've already included 2 A-Wings in my list, I'm not valuing that initiative as much. I want a low initiative blocker to help support my other high initiative A-Wings. I think, you know, that first Blue Squadron recruit you add in your list really does meaningfully boost it. You know, just 33 points with a heroic, it's quite a steal. And it's, you know, quite an impressive ship. There's really a lot you can do with just that initiative 1 generic.
And as much as I love the RZ2A platform, the last 3 spots on my list, 4, 5, and 6, are ships that I don't feel too strongly about, which is why they fall so low. Number 4 for me is Blue Squadron Recruit. I do like having the cheaper option there, but I feel like the named pilots are so strong on this platform that I think you're probably going to go with that direction before you go to their generic. Again, the Green Squadron is my number 5 slot. This one's a little too expensive. It gets a little too close point-wise with Tally and Zari. But if I ever see these generics go down even a little bit, it'll start to be more appealing. And I just don't see the appeal of Greer Sahnl. This is a ship you can prove me wrong on, but I just don't think it's the awkward middle child of the RZ2 and just not a good value.
Yeah, I mean, I still had Zari semi-high at 4. I think she's an awesome choice. You know, the 5 and 6, I'm not as excited about. I had Greer above the green. I think, you know, the bump up between the green to any of the name pilots is just so insignificant. I do think Greer's, you know, the lowest of the name pilots. Definitely lower than the Blue Squadron Recruit in my book for that price point. I don't think you're getting a lot out of that free action. The rotate is basically free on all these A-Wings. Because with so many blue maneuvers, that stress token really doesn't matter. But you can do some neat things like rotate after doing a K-turn and still having access to do the K-turn because your rotate the previous turn did not stress you. So I think there's some value, but not too much.
All right, so you've heard our picks here, our thoughts on the RZ2A. I mean, we'd actually love to hear how you'd prioritize these ships. Do you like Tally over Lulo? Would you put Greer higher up on the list? We'll post this episode up on Facebook, obviously, so please, in the comments there for this episode, let us know what your list is for RZ2A wings, how you'd rank them.
Yeah, and I think overall we think they're all pretty awesome. I mean, that's a pretty narrow price point, 32 points to 38. You're going to be pretty happy with all these A-wings.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Radio TCX. If you like the show, please go on to facebook.com/RadioTCX and like our Facebook page.
You can follow us on Twitter at Radio TCX Podcast.
And if you really enjoy the show, please go on to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review along with a comment saying what you like about the podcast and why others would be interested in listening.
And if you want to support the show directly, please consider going on to patreon.com/RadioTCX and becoming a supporter of the show today. It really means so much to us.
Again, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast, and we will talk to you next week.